91X News.
It's 19 degrees and partly cloudy at 1 o'clock in the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Jake Watson. If you didn't know that you were supposed to register for a locker here at Loyalist College, you do now. That is because a new policy was implemented just last week through the My Loyalist portal, where students on campus can put their names in and sign up to register at no cost. Fitness faculties and campus recreation coordinator Cody Mestry said that the policy is all about keeping lockers secure.
Knowing who on campus has any given locker, should there be ever any cause or concern of contents of a locker being, you know, illicit materials or dangerous materials, knowing who is attached to that locker is important as well.
Mestry added that the policy was also put in place to prevent a free-for-all where anyone can pick a random locker in the school and potentially run the risk of leaving items in the lockers that may end up being discarded. Ottawa police say they're now treating the death of an award-winning Inuit artist as suspicious. The body of Ottawa resident Annie Putagook, 46, was discovered last week in the Rideau River, off a park about 2 kilometers away from Parliament Hill. Police said at the time they did not suspect foul play, but now the Major Crimes Unit is investigating. Putagook was born in Cape Doris, Nunavut, and came from a family of artists. Her work, featuring pen and colored pencil drawings representing aspects of Inuit life, has been featured at various exhibitions since 2002. Police in Toronto and Oshawa have laid more charges after raids on marijuana dispensaries. Durham Regional Police say they've searched a dispensary for the second time this month and laid further charges after seizing 273 grams of marijuana and more than $2,000 cash. Two men have been arrested with drug trafficking and possession of proceeds of crime. Last night, the first American presidential debate was held. James Gaughan tells us the reaction of a few Loyalist students who watched it.
Just because most Loyalist College students can't vote in the American presidential election doesn't mean they didn't pay attention to last night's debate. TJ Fountain of the TV New Media program says he was impressed with Donald Trump. Sort of.
I was really impressed with how Donald Trump continues to say the same stuff he always does, and people still follow him. Like, he still knows what he's talking about, and he still thinks that he can run a country.
Emily Edwards of the TV New Year program says she didn't like what she saw at the debate.
They're both kind of crazy, but Trump is a lot crazier. He looks like a sweet potato.
Edwards says she doesn't like Hillary Clinton either, but given the choice between her and Trump,
I'd rather vote for her than a sweet potato.
The next American presidential debate is scheduled for October 9th. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X. On to sports. The Loyalist women's volleyball team is in action Saturday. They'll be in Barrie for a four-team invitational tournament. QNET News reporter Mallory Day has more.
It's an exhibition tournament featuring Loyalist and three other East Division teams, George Brown, Fleming, and Georgian College. Co-head coach Amy Hoskin says she's excited to get her team of 7 rookies and 4 returning players some playing time. The Loyalist team includes Sarah Piana-Yefo. She's the OCAA Rookie of the Year for 2016. She's one of the ones Hoskin is looking forward to be a leader.
It'll be really nice to see our new girls get on the court and see what they can do in game situations. We've got some really key returning players coming back to us, so it'll be nice to have their leadership on the court.
The team's first regular season game is on October 21st when they host Centennial College. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
Renee Fossil says he feels better about the chances of having NHL players compete at the 2018 Olympics than he did earlier this year. The International Hockey Federation president told the Associated Press on Tuesday that he believes the odds are 50-50 the best hockey players in the world will be in South Korea in 2 years. Send us your team or league scores email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is sunny near noon, then a mix of sun and cloud with 60% chances of showers at the high of 20. Wednesday, we have a mix of sun and clouds, wind becoming southeast 20 kilometers, gusting to 40 in the morning with a high of 23. Thursday, we have a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 16. At 103, it's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jake Watson, News on 91X, next at 2.